Now to a 64-mile bike superhighway between Dallas and Fort Worth. It's a project cyclists and planners have been dreaming of. A key link in fulfilling that dream opened yesterday, a trail connecting Irving and Grand Prairie. Stephanie Kuo reports.
It was definitely not the ideal weather for a bike ride. Gray skies, endless drizzle. Nevertheless, dozens of city and county officials huddled under a single tent at the Mountain Creek Preserve, northwest of Loop 12 and I-30 in Irving. They trudged through mud and rain to celebrate the opening of the Lone Star Campione Connection Trail. 10 miles in all, the trail marks the first completed link between two cities along the 64-mile superhighway, also known as the Trinity Trail System. Right now, it mostly exists as separate trails across the five cities, Fort Worth, Arlington, Grand Prairie, Irving, and Dallas. County Commissioner Elba Garcia says the trail was a team effort.
That is exciting. When you're talking about connectivity, when you're talking about economic development, when you're talking about how bringing people together, trails are the way to do it.
That could still be a challenge in this neck of the woods. Just take a look at a list of bike commuting in the 70 biggest cities compiled by the League of American Bicyclists. North Texas towns were near the bottom, although Dallas did move from 65th to number 58. Irving City Council member Gerald Ferris says the project is needed for an automobile-centric North Texas.
We're just kind of stuck on our roads and we're stuck in our cars. I think over the next 5 years, you're going to see that people understand what an asset something like this really is to the quality of life.
Grand Prairie Mayor Ron Jensen agrees the area could use a culture change.
We need more opportunities for especially our kids growing up to be able to do things like I was able to do when I was a kid. Just get on a bicycle and ride. So it's to try to get back to nature, outside, exercise, slower pace, all of those.
This connection means 52 of the 64 miles along the bike superhighway are completed or underway. The price tag for the other 12 miles? $20 million. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.